The Lenny Palmer Show. Weekday mornings, 8 to 11, AM 1050, WLIP.
Oh, yeah. What appropriate music for this show today. It's 1014. You're listening to AM 1050 WLIP. I am Lenny Palmer, and in studio with us, well, our next crew of folks who are going to be out at or represented at the second annual Kenosha Beer and Cheese Fest at Dairyland Greyhound Park tomorrow, 1 to 5, the times. But, you know, I'll be there from noon until 4 if you decide to slide in a little bit early. And we're talking to Jerry Rasmussen over here. Hi, Jer.
Hello, how are you?
Always good to see you, my friend.
Why, thank you very much.
Jerry,
always
the...
fine gentleman.
Okay, it doesn't mean I'm going to be nice to you, all right? Jerry, the proprietor of the Broad Stop out on I-94 and Highway 50, you're the icon of that busy intersection now.
48 years.
48 years. And back in the day, there was you... and I think a fireworks stand every 4th of July. That's, was that about it?
They built the Howard Johnsons across the street in 1964.
And when were you there?
In 1961.
61. So you were the first there. Now, you're going to be there at the Beer and Cheese Fest tomorrow, and we've got a dozen free cheese and brat samples from Kenosha's own Brat Stop. What are you going to be bringing by?
Oh, quite a few samples of cheese. There's going to be many more than a dozen, but... we've also going to have samples of our bratwurst, various kinds that we have, and hopefully we will be able to satisfy the palate of the people and they can try some good beer also.
Now, can I put a request in for a cheese? And I don't know if you're going to have it there or not, but a good old-fashioned Wisconsin full cream brick.
Absolutely.
I just absolutely love that cheese. Is that going to be there?
We're going to have some good Wisconsin full cream brick. Some beer queso, which is very similar to your Limburger. And people have to try that because a lot of people don't know what it tastes like.
Right. They just know Limburger PU, but it actually has a really good taste.
Especially with the beer.
Yes, and you'll always get a seat on the bus, by the way, if you eat the Limburger cheese. Yes, it's exactly right.
If not, you can put it on the radiator and no one will be in the bus.
Get rid of people you don't want around you. That's exactly. Just carry some in your pocket. So... you'll have the cheese and the bratwurst. Now, what are some of the other brats you're going to have there? I mean, you've got
Cajun
just
brat, garlic. Yes.
Garlic.
Spicy.
My herb or my condiment, whatever you want, is garlic. Bill
and
Lawrence makes fun of me a lot.
We've been asked to have items for sale, so we're going to have some items for sale. And otherwise, everything can be obtained at the Brat Stop.
And will you be there yourself?
I
mean, it's such an
while,
august
sir.
Personage as yourself will be. Oh, my gosh. Will you be giving out autographs?
I'll have a beer with you.
All right, that's fine. Yes, we can do that tomorrow then. Thanks, Jer.
Thank you very much.
I know you're in a hurry, and I'm looking to try that full cream brick, so please be prepared for my visit to your booth or table, whatever it may be.
Several tables we're going to have samples interspersed throughout.
So there'll be several different Brat Stop tables?
Correct.
All right.
Correct.
Thank you very much.
And thank you, Eric Olson.
Yes, Eric. It's absolutely the spark plug. Of course, spark plug may not be the term, but again, the engine that
the
drove this.
Plug.
Yes, it's exactly right. All right, Jerry Rasmussen from the Brat Stop. I know you got things to do, places to go, and people to see. And we've got a couple other guests in the studio we want to talk about that will be out at the Kenosha Annual Beer and Cheese Fest at Dairyland tomorrow. But before we get to that, I want to tell you that Steve Casey specializes in pre-planning of funerals. And Steve has been recognized nationally for single-year production. Steve has pre-planned thousands of funerals. And before Casey Family Options, Steve pre-planned hundreds of funerals at other local funeral homes. Now, many people are not aware that funeral pre-arrangements can be moved from funeral home to funeral home and are 100% transferable. So if you've pre-planned your funeral at another funeral home, it's not too late. It can be switched to Casey Family Options funerals and cremations, and you'll save your family a lot of money, upwards of 40% to 60% over other funeral homes, again, for the identical dignified services. So why spend a lot on a funeral? It's just not necessary. You want some info? You call Steve Casey at Casey Family Options Funerals and Cremations. He'll take good care of you, your family, and your pocketbook. His number is 262-554-6533. That is Steve Casey at Casey Family Options Funerals and Cremations, 554-6533. And you let Steve know that Lenny from AM 1050 WLIP sent you. All right, we have other guests in the studio here now. I know one. which would be Teresa. If you want to get over there, Teresa, and get right on the microphone.
Hello, Lenny.
How are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
I used to call you my cookie friend, if you remember that correctly. Didn't you? Did I buy you a big cookie one time? Was that?
Yes, you did.
I did a big, big chocolate chip cookie. And you
I believe
are,
it was at Frank's Diner, wasn't
it? It was. Our friends at Frank's Diner, where it says in the back room, no smoking. This air belongs to Lenny. reminding our smoking ban people. But I won't be political here.
No, politics today. That's what Eric said.
You are one of the, man, does she have a right voice for radio or what? My God. So you could do overnights. I mean on radio, okay? Please, let's not go any farther here.
My husband's listening.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, and he can beat me up. I don't want to talk to him about that. So you are one of two proprietors of TG's?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. My sister-in-law and I have owned the place for almost 6 years now.
And you bought it from?
From David Palmer.
Which would have been my brother.
Your brother.
My brother. That's exactly right. One of my little brothers, yes. David, who's now up north by my mother and is tending bar and being the affable guy he is at a place called the Sunset Bar and Grill in Phillips. And it's just a fun place. Good old Wisconsin bar, by the way. You go in on Friday night, you got a fish fry. There's prime rib on Saturday. There's tap beers. There's a nice view of a lake. I mean, it's...
The Lenny Palmer Show. Weekday mornings, 8 to 11, AM 1050, WLIP.
Oh, yeah. What appropriate music for this show today. It's 10:14. You're listening to AM 1050, WLIP. I am Lenny Palmer, and in studio with us, well, our next crew of folks who are going to be out at or represented at the second annual Kenosha Beer and Cheese Fest at Dairyland Greyhound Park tomorrow. 1 to 5 the times, but you know, I'll be there from noon until 4 if you decide to slide in a little bit early. And we're talking to Jerry Rasmussen over here. Hi, Jer.
Hello, how are you?
Always good to see you, my friend.
Why, thank you very much.
Jerry,
always
the
fine gentleman.
Okay, it doesn't mean I'm going to be nice to you, all right? Jerry, the proprietor of the Broad Stop out on I-94 and Highway 50. You're the icon of that busy intersection now.
48 years.
And back in the day, there was you and I think a fireworks stand every 4th of July. That's, was that about it?
They built the Howard Johnsons across the street in 1964.
And when were you there?
In 1961.
61. So you were the first there. And now, you're going to be there at the Beer and Cheese Fest tomorrow. And we've got a dozen free cheese and brat samples from Kenosha's own Broad Stop. What are you going to be bringing by?
Oh, quite a few samples of cheese. There's going to be many more than a dozen, but we've also going to have samples of our bratwurst, various kinds that we have, and hopefully we will be able to satisfy the palate of the people and they can try some good beer also.
Now, can I put a request in for a cheese? And I don't know if you're going to have it there or not, but a good old-fashioned Wisconsin full cream brick.
Absolutely.
I just absolutely love that cheese. Is that going to be there?
We're going to have some good Wisconsin full cream brick, some beer queso, which is very similar to their Limburger. And people have to try that because a lot of people don't know what it tastes like.
Right. They just know Limburger PU, but it actually has a really good taste.
Especially with the beer.
Yes, and you'll always get a seat on the bus, by the way, if you eat the Limburger cheese. Yes, that's exactly right.
If not, you can put it on the radiator and no one will be in the bus.
Get rid of people you don't want around you. That's exactly. Just carry some in your pocket. So you'll have the cheese and the bratwurst. Now, what are some of the other brats you're going to have there? I mean, you've got
Cajun brat, garlic. Yes,
garlic.
Spicy.
My herb or my condiment, whatever you want, is garlic. Bill
and
Lawrence makes fun of me a lot.
We've been asked to have items for sale, so we're going to have some items for sale, and otherwise everything can be obtained at the Broad Stop.
And will you be there yourself?
I mean,
such an august
while,
personage as yourself will be. Oh my gosh, will you be giving out autographs?
I'll have a beer with you.
All right, that's fine. Yes, we can do that tomorrow then. Thanks, Jer.
Thank you very much.
I know you're in a hurry, and I'm looking to try that full cream brick, so please
be prepared
for my visit to your booth or table, whatever it may be.
Several tables we're going to have samples interspersed throughout.
So there'll be several different Broad Stop tables?
Right.
All right.
Correct.
Thank you very much.
And thank you, Eric Olson.
Yes, Eric. Absolutely the spark plug. Of course, spark plug may not be the term, but again, the engine that
the
drove this.
Plug.
Yes, that's exactly right. All right, Jerry Rasmussen from the Broad Stop. I know you got things to do, places to go, and people to see. And we've got a couple other guests in the studio we want to talk about that will be out at the Kenosha Annual Beer and Cheese Fest at Dairyland tomorrow. But before we get to that, I want to tell you that Steve Casey specializes in pre-planning of funerals. And Steve has been recognized nationally for single-year production. Steve has pre-planned thousands of funerals. And before Casey Family Options, Steve pre-planned hundreds of funerals at other local funeral homes. Now, many people are not aware that funeral pre-arrangements can be moved from funeral home to funeral home and are 100% transferable. So if you've pre-planned your funeral at another funeral home, it's not too late. It can be switched to Casey Family Options, funerals and cremations, and you'll save your family a lot of money, upwards of 40% to 60% over other funeral homes, again, for the identical dignified services. So why spend a lot on a funeral? It's just not necessary. You want some info? You call Steve Casey at Casey Family Options, funerals and cremations. He'll take good care of you, your family, and your pocketbook. His number is 262-554-6533. That is Steve Casey at Casey Family Options, funerals and cremations, 554-6533. And you let Steve know that Lenny from AM 1050 WLIP sent you. All right, we have other guests in the studio here now. I know one, which would be Teresa. If you want to get over there, Teresa, and get right on the microphone.
Hello, Lenny.
How are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
I used to call you my cookie friend, if you remember that correctly. Didn't you? Did I buy you a big cookie one time? Was that?
Yes, you did.
I did a big, big chocolate chip cookie. And you
I believe
are,
it was at Frank's Diner,
wasn't it?
It
was. Our friends at Frank's Diner, where it says in the back room, no smoking. This air belongs to Lenny. reminding our smoking ban people. But I won't be political here.
No, politics today. That's what Eric said.
You are one of the, man, does she have a right voice for radio or what? My God. So you could do overnights. I mean on radio, okay? Please, let's not go any farther here.
My husband's listening.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, and he can beat me up. I don't want to talk to him about that. So you are one of two proprietors of TG's?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. My sister-in-law and I have owned the place for almost 6 years now.
And you bought it from?
From David Palmer.
Which would have been my brother.
Your brother.
My brother. That's exactly right. One of my little brothers, yes. David, who's now up north by my mother and is tending bar and being the affable guy he is at a place called the Sunset Bar and Grill in Phillips. And it's just a fun place. Good old Wisconsin bar, by the way. You go in on Friday night, you got a fish fry. There's prime rib on Saturday. There's tap beers. There's a nice view of a lake. I mean, it's just a fun place to be. So, TG's will be tomorrow at the Beer and Cheese Fest.
Yes, we will.
And what will you be doing there?
We are serving Tetley's, which is an English ale.
Tetley's, okay,
and
familiar with that?
We've had that on tap since just before St. Patty's Day.
Okay.
You pour it. It's got a rich amber color and a malty finish. It's
yum.
Yes, it's poured very similar to Guinness because it's got a CO2 and nitro mix. And it looks like Guinness except for lighter when it's got the really dark
texture to it.
And then it kind of lightens up as soon as it.
Can you do black and tans with something like that?
I would assume so.
Okay.
I guess I'm going to have to try that today.
So I'm one of the few guys who can make a black and tan. I spent 36 years in the bar business. I know all about that stuff. And I would tell people all the time, yeah, I can make a black and tan. You just got to make sure the spoon is on the right angle there and turned upside down. So is that the only beer you'll be serving?
Yes, that is.
Okay. And you will be at the, TG's will be represented at the Kenosha Beer and Cheese Fest at Dairyland Greyhound Park tomorrow. And you have a shuttle service.
Yes, we do. It's going to be arriving at TG's at 11:30. And another one is arriving at 12:30.
And people can buy tickets at
TG's
also.
So they can buy tickets, yes. They can
be run out to Dairyland and come back, and they don't have to even move their cars.
That's
as long as they
don't have to move their cars. We've got a parking lot.
And I even know your address.
Come back and have another Tetley's.
And I know your address, 4120 7th Avenue.
How do you know that?
Oh, why would I know that? I tended bar there myself for quite a while. So that Teresa from TG's, and by the way, tell your husband I was not making any salacious jokes about you and or your voice.
All right.
You want to slide that microphone over because I've got two guys wearing official wear here. I mean, they are wearing Buffalo. What is that? Buffalo?
Buffalo Water.
Buffalo Water.
Buffalo Water Beer Company, right in the heart of the Third Ward in Milwaukee.
The old Third Ward, which was the old factory district, basically, and whatever have you now. And there's a lot of nightlife going on there,
it
right?
It was our inspiration.
And you are, sir?
I'm the founder of Buffalo Water Beer Company.
Which would
Craig
be
Peterson.
Craig, so I'm going to be much. I'm going to suck up to him a lot more. He's the founder. I mean, okay, it's a, you're vice president. Who's this?
My name is Mike Schultry. I'm the head of sales.
You're the head of sales. Well, wait a minute. I might be nicer to him. Man, we never know how involved founders are. So now, do you have a regular location that's opened up down there, like a brew pub or something?
No, no
like
brew pub. We have no food, no tours, no gift shops.
So you're just a brewery.
That's correct. We're a beer company.
You're a beer company, and Buffalo Water is your beer?
Yeah, that's correct. This all started with, you know, inspiration takes many forms. You had Newton, he had the apple. You had Franklin, he had the lightning bolt. You had Clapton and Harrison, they both had Patty.
Yes.
We had an intersection.
You've done this before, I see.
We had an intersection.
You had an intersection.
We had a Buffalo and Water, and we love buffalo wings. So in the summer of 2007, we had the inspiration to start a beer company. I had been a lobbyist for the brewing industry, so I knew a lot of the players.
Yeah, on the state level here?
On the state level. So I was talking to one of my, we were actually driving back and forth to Madison with one of my brewing buddies, and he said, Buffalo Water, that is a great name for beer. And the number one on-premise food product in bars and restaurants is buffalo wings. So we spent that summer developing a beer with a profile that goes just dynamite. Buffalo wings, spicy foods, pizza, tacos, barbecue, anything with a little heat.
Everything right on the food pyramid, by the way. Right on the, you know, that food pyramid.
Bar
is
food pyramid, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right, which is the food pyramid as
so
far as I'm concerned.
So designed as a pale lager.
Uh-huh.
And Mike, do you want to talk a little bit about the...
Now, this first of all, is this the only brew you make?
This is the only beer we make, and we talk about this at staff meetings every single week. Do we want to do another beer? Right now, we're making kind of a, what I call a micro beer for the masses. We're not making beer for other microbrewers. We're making a beer for the population, and it's a type of beer that you can sit down, you can drink all night. It's not too hoppy, not too heavy. Some people would describe it as a session beer. It's very mild, very drinkable. But again, the nice thing about it, and Mike is a certified beer taster. What a great job!
Yes, that's it. By the way, could I apply?
the dry hop finish really refreshes the palate after you've had some hot wings or anything spicy.
So something just goes along with some good food. But we were just talking about.
Oh yeah, it's like Craig said. It's got a nice dry finish, which makes it a really good food beer.
I got to move this glass for first of all, by the way.
You don't want to look at me.
Slide that. Oh, yeah, thank you.
I've got a good face for radio.
No. I mean, it's like sitting at a table with a big planter in the middle, and you're going around and around and around. You don't want to do that. It may look good when people aren't there, but it doesn't take people into consideration. So, and you only make the one beer, the Buffalo,
yep.
And it's called Buffalo Water.
Buffalo Water.
Bison Blonde Lager. It's a blonde lager. It's kind of the next step up from pale lagers, which most macros are considered pale lagers.
Mm-hmm.
When you're looking at lagers, probably the latest is like a Pilsner, then mm-hmm. you get the pale lagers, and then blonde lager, just next step up, a little more color, a little more body to it, a little more flavor.
What and I'm especially proud of is ever since the day we started lagering.
Just right in the microphone if you could,
ever
thank
since
you.
We started lagering, there's different beer rating agencies out there that serious beer lovers go to.
Uh-huh.
And they find a new beer, they go on the internet, and they rate it. There's a website called ratebeer.com, and even though we're called a blonde, we fall into the category of pale lager, which is just a mammoth category of hundreds and hundreds of very solid beers. That includes Budweiser, Miller, Coors, Pabst, Schlitz. Those are all pale lagers. But ever since we started lagering a year and a half ago, we've been the number one pale lager in the world. We're very proud of that.
Number one as far as rated for taste and all the other
several categories. Yeah, taste, appearance, aroma, so on.
Generally, a pale lager is a watery beer.
Mm-hmm.
And for your listeners who come tomorrow, I hope they'll, when they taste our beer, they'll recognize that this is anything but a watery beer. This is a beer with a tremendous amount of character, a really nice mouth to it, very complex malts. And then, you know, the lagering process takes just under 6 weeks. And it does, that last week is when all the magic happens. Prior to that sixth week, it's kind of a watery beer. But magically in the 6 weeks, the sugars start to explode. And when the sugars are just right, the lager's done. So you taste the nice malts, then you get a nice sugar taste in the middle, and then it finishes off with a really nice dry hop.
A lot of younger people are very aware of the differences in beers now, rather than, as opposed to a lot of guys my age. I mean, you know, I grew up on Schlitz and Pabst, and Hams was a big beer, and Old Style was huge. But they all basically ran to type. they were about the same thing. You were brand specific. You were always brand loyal. That was one thing I remember. You had a guy who drank Miller High Life. He drank Miller High Life. You couldn't get him off that onto something else. But with the explosion, and I might have to use the word explosion, of a lot of the microbreweries and these different brews, a lot of the younger people coming up now, they're not so brand specific, and they understand the complexities of the brewing process and the difference in tastes and bodies and whatever have you on these beers. So are you noticing that with a lot of the people who are drinking the new beers, like your Buffalo Water here, Pale Blonde, that they tend to be people in maybe their 20s, their 30s, and in their 40s?
Well, we get a little bit of everything, because you're right. The younger people are the ones doing most of the experimenting now, because that's when you start your beer drinking.
Sure.
That's when you start developing your tastes and preferences. And because you're right, during, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s, you know, we all had one beer, and they had different labels on it. And the companies themselves developed brand loyalty through advertising, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, there's very strong brand loyalty. But now we have so many options to choose from. And the young people, as they're, like I said, breaking into the beer world and trying different things and all that, they've got so many more choices than we had growing up.
Another thing that we've seen demographically is, I'm 47 years old, and when I was in college, we'd go to the more inexpensive macro beers, Coors, Pabst. Schlitz.
Yeah, Coors was like, he's got
big
Coors.
One. Big one if you got
Coors Light.
And then as we got older, maybe we graduate from college, then we'd start to get into spirits. We'd go and have the rum and Coke at the bar or the gin.
Mm-hmm.
Then as we became a little more successful into our 30s, then we'd get the Tangerine Tonic, the Bacardi and Coke,
sure,
Bacardi and Diet Coke. But then with the concern about drunk driving laws and all that,
which are legitimate, obviously,
we become more concerned about how much spirits can we drink. And at the same time, a new trend is happening where people are spending $7, $8 for a glass of wine when they go out to dinner. So now people are reaching their 40s and their 50s, and they're thinking, I don't want to have all those spirits when I go out and dine. But yet I'm accustomed to spending $6, $8 for a glass of wine, so I will buy craft beer. They don't want to go back to the old days and buy a macro beer. They don't want to buy a Bud or a Miller or one of the what they view as one of their college products. But they want to try something a little more sophisticated. So I believe that's why a lot of people my age, both men and women, are now coming back to beer. And there's a saying that beer is becoming the new wine. And it really is. You're seeing beers out there when you go to a bar where I was surprised when I went to a nice restaurant and they were selling my beer for $7.50 a bottle. I felt like the Miller High Life guy. I wanted to go in there and grab all the bottles and take them out and say, no, you can buy a whole six-pack at Woodman for $7.49.
Yeah.
But I have seen that trend. And when I relate this to my friends, the people my age, they kind of go, yeah, you know, I was into spirits 10 years ago. Then I got into wine, and now I'm kind of crossing over back into beer.
But there's also a concentration on good food. People are, you know, I mean, we all like, come on, pizza, mac and cheese. We're Wisconsinites. We're good, solid people. But we're also looking at the quality of the food we eat and who we share that company with. And the new beers sort of add or enhance to that experience, don't they?
Oh, yeah, you're right, because you look at coffees and so on and so forth. I mean, everyone's getting into quality now.
Mm-hmm.
Quality coffees, quality breads. There's always these nice bread shops and all that. And it's just paralleling the microbrewery experience, too.
So if you're going to put down your good money, your hard-earned money for something, for a product, why shouldn't you get
better
the
be
best
good.
Product possible? Yep. Which, by the way, which also means that you get a good deal for your money. You definitely
yep.
do.
You're right. Yep.
Now, you guys, are you going to have a booth, a table? What are you, again, this is the Buffalo Water Pale Blonde. Is that what we're calling it?
Blonde Lager.
Blonde Lager. Yep. Or the Bison.
Bison.
And we'll be on tap at the event.
You'll be on tap.
Beers, I believe.
Right.
You're gonna have a tap beer there.
Oh, yeah.
And you had mentioned the importance of going out and finding great value with your food and being on tap and people getting wonderful values. Now, we are really proud that recently we became corporate vendors for the Buffalo Wild Wing organization, which essentially gives us a hunting license.
There's a big Buffalo Wild Wing here on the island, right?
It allows us to go out and sell ourselves to really throughout the country. Buffalo Wild Wings and look at that wonderful marketplace. And also the same thing with Fridays. We're now in Fridays at Miller Park, and that mm-hmm. provides us with the opportunity to go out to the Fridays Corporation throughout the country and share our product with them and hopefully get some new loyal customers.
Golly, business people with business plans, and actually out there to create a wonderful product.
Yeah, you don't often see that in the world.
At a good price and going out there and making sure that your product is out there and is for sale in as many places as possible.
And another thing that I find very important is the quality is just so important to us. Quality and consistency. And kind of going back to why we just have one flavor right now. We make one of the best lagers in the world. We do it right. We do it all day. And nobody has been able to convince me that we should go in and do something else yet. That there's a lot to be said for keeping it simple. But right now, that's exactly what we're doing.
Well, thank you very much.
Plan, simple beer.
Simple. I wish radio could work that way. We're going to take a short breather. We'll be back with our guests here at AM 1050 WLIP after this. One of Bill Lawrence's drops, and thanks so much to Bill Lawrence for coughing that up for me. He's got so much work to do here, and he really does. Anyway, it is 10:38. You're listening to AM 1050 WLIP. I am Lenny Palmer. All our beer purveyors, cheese purveyors, and sausage purveyors are off doing business and, doing what you have to do, making money. But I'm not going to call you the kingpin of the event, but Eric Olson in the studio here with us to talk about, again, one last time to let people know exactly why I had all these people in here today to talk about. And we got some pretty interesting information on brewing and
absolutely
on what beers are all about and whatever have you. And
one thing I found is these guys are all very, very nice people. I actually, because of this, I got involved because I'm on the board of the board directors of the Boys and Girls Club and a great group of people. And part of the money from this goes into gang prevention in Kenosha, which it's actual gang prevention, not bureaucracy. But, so I got involved in
Boys and Girls Club.
I joined the Kenosha Biddle Society, the home brew club. And I don't brew beer, but I love to taste it with these guys. And they're a fun group, and they're just really good people. I think everybody you had in, you saw just what a nice group of people.
And they will
good
be out.
Wisconsin people.
Yeah, and they will be. There's something about this be said about that, isn't there?
Right, yeah.
And they will be out, by the way. And we are here, obviously, to, and I like the idea. And one of the things was you and I talked about this is the idea of gang prevention.
Yep.
Which is a serious problem in town now. And in the Boys and Girls Club, this Kenosha Beer and Cheese Fest at Dairyland Greyhound Park tomorrow, monies from this event are going to go to the Boys and Girls Club, obviously, and then some of these monies will go into gang prevention?
It'll go into gang prevention, and again, without the bureaucracy, people on the street, guys that are in schools or in the community trying to prevent gangs, which is, is a big, big problem around here, and other things that we serve kids. I've always said, get a kid involved in a CYC / Boys and Girls Club family, keeps them out of the gang family.
Well, as a man who had a job at one time at a boys club up in Milwaukee, and I'm talking tough Southside Polish kids back in the mid '60s, and they came in, and I was the weightlifting coach there. Turned a couple lives around just letting these young men, and it's young women too, obviously here, but realize their own potential via maybe athletics. And you and I both are big believers in that, but it could be something have to do with something else, a creative outlet, or perhaps the ability to understand that they're worth something. They have some worth.
We're building a new building over on 52nd and about 14th, right along the tracks over there. Brand new building, but Steve Mills is one of the people that's heading up our fundraiser, and he told a story of two kids, and one we reached and one we didn't. The one we didn't, unfortunately, is prison right now for murder, but the one we reached became a well-known cosmetic surgeon. He's on TV a lot. He's from Kenosha, and we reached him. He understood the value of an education and what to do. And he credits the Boys and Girls Club for a big reason.
It's
for that.
Understanding as a young person that you have worth.
Right.
You have worth. Your worth may be as an auto mechanic. Your worth may be as a teacher. Your worth may be as an executive of a corporation. We had some people here, our two brewery owners here, that actually pursued a dream, and they seem to be doing very well for themselves. And they will be out at our Kenosha Beer and Cheese Fest at Dairyland tomorrow. But the idea, and this is, after all is said, and this is a good time.
Oh, it's a great time.
It's a great time, but after we take all of this away, that The money's being raised. These monies will go to the Kenosha Boys and Girls Club, to all these efforts and these noble pursuits that we are talking about here. And again, this is the second annual Kenosha Beer and Cheese Fest at Dairyland Greyhound Park. That is tomorrow. Now, doors open at 1, but I'm going to be there at noon.
You're going to be there at noon, and if you come on the buses or when you come up to the teller window and just say, Lenny sent you, you can get in at noon.
And again, free sampling from over 50 breweries from all over the world, various beer styles. We had quite a few people in here today. Over a dozen different free cheese and brat samples from Kenosha's own Brat Stop. Jerry Rasmussen was in here. Both of us have known Ras forever and ever. Yeah. I asked for a full cream brick. I just love that cheese. Really do. There's live Greyhound racing and wagering because we will be out at Dairyland. And then, of course, this is worth, the tickets are only $25 for this.
$25 in advance, $30 at the door.
The famous Milwaukee sausage race run by Kenosha's mayor, county exec, police chief, fire chief, and sheriff. And again, my money's on the mayor. The mayor's...
My money's on the fire chief.
On the fire chief. He's, is he in shape?
Yeah. He's in shape. He's
and what is he running as? If he's the Italian sausage, that's that big chef.
I do believe
chef,
he's the brat. Which is also fairly slick. I think it's a German hat.
Well,
I didn't write him down. Sorry about that. But hey, you can come and donate $2. You get a ticket. You can put in a ticket on whatever barrel you want, and then we'll draw for some real neat prizes for everybody.
No, are there raffles? Anything else extra going
on?
No,
just that. That's the only thing. And that, again, that's a free raffle. If you don't want to purchase a ticket, you don't have to. But all the money goes to the Boys and Girls Club, and it's fun to sit there and put your money down. And I think there's a big competition going on between the police, the deputy sheriffs, and the firemen as to who's going to have the best one.
Oh, the guys in the safety business, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
they're really pushing us up amongst themselves as who's better.
We've got two music stages going on.
Two music stages.
And what are we talking about here, Ozzy Osbourne or what?
No, you've got stage one is sponsored by Music Center, right down the street
from us here
on Green Bay Road, and they're going to have Mark Herod on the first couple hours, and then the last half will be Jeff Stevens.
Jeff Stevens,
Jeff Stevens was over to Christmas.
Great guy
Eve
too,
deal,
real gentleman.
The Tom and Jerry party, and then the Steinway music stage sponsor is Gary Jeffson and Don Becker. They'll be at opposite ends of the venue. It's
know
a huge, huge
people.
Venue.
Yeah.
As you know, you've been there. It's indoors, which it sounds like it's not a day to be planting tulips tomorrow. So a little snow. So you're going to be indoors. You'll still be able to watch the dog races. There will be betting windows open there.
It's a good time.
Oh, it's a great time. You mentioned all of the food, the buffet with the smoked pork chops and grilled knackwurst and Bavarian meatballs
bar. And I've got this here. The German Beer Garden Buffet menu is a $12 per plate, but you get a glass of Bitburger. I love Bitburger.
Yep,
it's a great beer. Smoked pork chop with sautéed apples and Dijon bourbon sauce. Grilled knackwurst with sautéed cabbage and caraway. Oh, man. Cabbage and caraway, just it.
Oh, yeah.
Bavarian meatballs. A Reuben bar. Bill Lawrence there. Spetzels. Yeah. A hot German potato salad. Assorted sausages and cheeses. Herring, kidney bean salad, three bean salad, and bread and mustards. I'm telling you what, that sounds like a great...
No strippers. We got Rubens.
and so,
for $12 and a full glass of Bitburger, you tell me where you can get that around town anywhere. But and then there's a beer garden, so you can go sit down and, again, watch the races, sit at a table, and have a great time.
Now, tickets are $25 in advance. If you want to get tickets in advance or $30 at the door, you can buy them at Tenuta's Delicatessen here on 52nd Street, Bank of Kenosha, Brass Ball Mobile in Paddock Lake, or Dairyland, Dairyland Greyhound Park. You want to go out there. Tonight's the Dollar Dogs and Drafts.
Right.
Or you can go online at KenoshaBeerFest.com. Still time to do that?
Yeah, you can do that today. We will call on the tickets. Otherwise, if you come up the door, it's $30, or you can take one of the buses.
Now, this is the special deal. You can buy tickets and get a free bus ride from TG's. Teresa was just in here. Captain Mike's, he was in here earlier. Chutes and Ladders, that's at 60th Street and 39th Avenue in Kenosha. You can call or visit them for bus schedules and special beers and deals. they'll be featuring at the fest in their establishments. And by the way, hotel deals?
Yeah.
Are people coming in for the day?
Yeah. There's a lot of people. Again, they're very, these guys are responsible and thoughtful. And we have hotel deals at all of the major hotels. Country Inn and Suites has a special deal where you get a suite, a buffet in the morning, and two tickets to the fest. I know that the Radisson's got free transportation. Holiday Inn's got a special deal going on. That's the one out by St. Catherine's Hospital. Again, there's just, you can buy tickets there. Again, day of the event, you can buy them there for $25. Or, again, at the three places, TG's, Teresa just mentioned. The buses start at 11:30 and 12:30. We have two runs, but it goes from TG's down to Captain Mike's on 6th Avenue.
Just down the street from TG's.
And then Chutes and Ladders on 60th and 38th. You can buy tickets right before you get in the bus for $25. Get a free bus ride out there, and at 4:30 you can start coming back to be two bus runs. And then Uncle Mike's, we mentioned earlier, is going to have because there's not a lot of parking. There's pretty good parking, but not a lot of parking. You can park over at the dog track and take a shuttle over to Uncle Mike's on the highway, and that'll be going back and forth starting at 4:30 or 4 o'clock, and it'll end at 9 o'clock.
One last time, and then, Eric, I'm going to send you on your way. You've been here, and thank you so very much again. But this is the second annual Kenosha Beer and Cheese Fest at Dairyland Greyhound Park. That is tomorrow. And, again, it is after all is said and done, and the sampling from the breweries and the beers and the cheeses and the Greyhound racing and the music and the German buffet, Bitburger Beer Garden, the Milwaukee Sausage Race, that funds raised will go to Kenosha's Boys and Girls Club. That's the main function of this. So you're not only going to be having a good time. And by the way, like the mailman, snow, sleet doesn't make a difference. We're off and running. And if you figure, I don't want to ride out there, you got your chance to get those bus runs from TG's, Captain Mike's, or Chutes and Ladders.
And Lenny is going to be there in person.
In person. Yeah, you can come and yell at me. I will be there from noon until 4. Eric, I want to thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It's been a fun morning, and got you off your regular topics. I'm sorry.
Well,
but
you know
Friday
what?
Is always a fun day here.
Yes, it's TGIF.
And we try to keep it light, and this was a great day. Lots of good people come in here.
Yeah. Thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you.
Eric Olson, again, with the great time, a great place in southeast Wisconsin at Dairyland Greyhound Park, the second annual Kenosha Beer and Cheese Fest. I will be there broadcasting from noon until 4 tomorrow. Should be a lot of fun. Thank you, Eric, very much. I'm going to give one more plug to another beer fest, though, and that's my friends over at the Boathouse. That's tonight, March Madness at the Boathouse with ethnic beer tasting and ethnic food buffet. Now, our friend Sam from CJW will be there tonight. They're going to be pouring ethnic beers at the Boathouse and an ethnic food buffet. Now, this, along with the basketball, by the way, on the big screen TV, the cost for this is $25. That includes a tasting of all the 10 ethnic beers, 3 bottles of beer of your choice, and the buffet. And that's at the Boathouse tonight, our friends at the Boathouse. Always something going on there. You want to give them a call. I want to get to make sure. I know the number off the top of my head. Why I'm peeking through all this stuff, I don't know. Because I wasn't also an employee of the Boathouse for years and years also. That's 262-654-9922. You can stop down for a great lunch at the Boathouse today. They got that cod dinner going on right now, that cod lunch. It's absolutely fabulous. 4917 7th Avenue here in Kenosha. And by the way, Cracklin' Thin Pizza. It's absolutely fabulous. All right. 262-694-1050. Our number here at AM 1050 WLIP. I talked over calls coming in. I didn't answer the telephones. We had so many people in the studio here. It's promising to be a great event. And this is how things get done. Not with nattering nabobs. Not with people scolding you or lecturing you or telling you what your responsibility is. Here's a venue where you have the opportunity to have a good time, meet new people, see old friends, whatever it may be, at a great venue out of Dairyland Greyhound Park, and do a good deed at the same time. Nobody's telling you, I'm taking this from you because it's your duty to support the Boys and Girls Clubs. No, that's not going that way. You're having an opportunity to enjoy great food, some great great beverages, these great beers, watch some wonderful racing, including, you know, your local officials here racing as sausages. I mean, that's worth the price of a ticket alone. And raising money for the Kenosha Boys and Girls Club. And you heard Eric Olson talking about the gang prevention. That's an important thing. I was a, you know what, when we, I'm going to chatter a bit here till the top of the hour, but you can jump in if you want. 262-694-1050 if you have any questions about this. But I was very early when I moved to Milwaukee. I was 20 years old. I worked at a Southside Boys Club. It was a boys club. And I think I told this before, but I was a very accomplished athlete, a weightlifter, Olympic-style weightlifter. It's good. It was really good. So I got a job. I actually lifted for Allen Bradley Corporation, you know, the big four-face clock when you go into Milwaukee. We wore uniforms with the clock on the front of the uniform, and a weightlifter's uniform looked something like a wrestling singlet. And they provided us with transportation to and from meets, and the boys club gave us the training venue. So I trained with really good lifters, state champions all, region champions some. But I also got a job to help me along because, well, I had to make my own way in life as an instructor at the boys club. And these were at this time, this is 1967, so these are tough Southside Milwaukee Polish kids. And I want to describe to you what these kids look like. First of all, their hair was combed up and high, so they had like what we used to call in the day a pompadour. I can remember these kids like they, and then they would wear something, and maybe some, but like the Beetle boots, and then high water pants. This was the style from a lot of these kids. So a high water pants meant that instead of coming where your normal belt, you know, around your waistline, like an inch below or above your belly button, these pants would go like just between your belly button and your nipples. They would wear them that high, and then there would be a white shirt underneath that and a long sleeve white shirt and then suspenders. And the white shirt may or may not have ruffles on them. I mean, it's a real outfit. I remember these kids coming in and they're coming into the gym and one smoking. And by the way, I've never been a fan of smoking. And I'll tell you this right now, which many people find it odd that I wouldn't join hands with Breathe Free Kenosha on this issue. But I've been a fan by my own personal choice, a fan of or not of smoking. And I worked in places where everybody smoked, and if I didn't like it, rather than forcing everybody to bend to my way of thinking by law, I could have just left. That's my whole point here. But some of these kids, I mean, they were incorrigible. They were tough. Tough kids. They were street brawl kids. They grew up in, you know, that, like I said, the Southside Polish neighborhoods. Any of you guys remember Father Grappi marching across that 16th Street Bridge, which is now the Father Grappi Memorial Bridge, by the way, in Milwaukee, which leads right to the Pottawatomie Casino. I mean, the people of color were not welcomed there. They were tough. They were ethnic. They were very into themselves, not selfishly, but as a group. But I had a chance to turn some lives around, even at that young age. And I realized it later on. One of the kids ended up becoming a state champion in his own right under my tutelage. And I was a young guy, but I didn't believe in coddling anyone. So somebody came in smoking in the gym, I'd smack them. Now, I'm not saying we do that now, but it's amazing what that little bit of direction and parameters set for young people. In this case, it was boys, and I worked at a boys club, did to change these young men's lives. They were 15, 16, 17, 18 years old, like that. They learned discipline by training under my tutelage, because I was disciplined back then, really disciplined. And they learned this. Now, it could be with what I did with them, which was Olympic-style weightlifting. It could have been, you know, with any sort of sports activity. Or it could have been with some creative pursuit, which is a discipline also. Perhaps learning how to play a musical instrument. It's an incredibly beneficial thing for people, for young people, because they learn the discipline. And by the way, they enrich themselves and they learn that they are something more than just a gangbanger or a punk. If we provide the venue for them to tell them that we expect more from them and we give them the opportunity to do so, to blossom, whatever it might be, you're doing a good deed. You're doing what adults are supposed to do, providing direction to young people. That's what they want. They want direction. They want parameters. They want anchors. They want to know they have a place in the world. That they need to know more than anything else that you as an adult expect something from them. And that something isn't selling crack or running around in a gang. It was a big lesson for me. And I was just straight out of high school myself, basically, living on my own. My apartment building still standing up there, too. It's right on Farwell, right off of Brady, back in the day when that was the real hip place to be in Milwaukee. And I rode by there with my daughter this past weekend when we were up in Milwaukee. I said, there's my first apartment. I said, it was $8 a week. And she almost fell over backwards because $8 a week wouldn't get you what? Anywhere these days. So I'll tell you what we're going to do now. We've talked about the Kenosha Beer and Cheese Fest. I know I'm going to see you there tomorrow. Get your tickets in advance again. You can go to Nuna's Deli, Bank of Kenosha, Brass Ball Mobile in Paddock Lake, or Dairyland. You can buy them online at KenoshaBeerFest.com. I want to see you out there. I'll be there from noon until 4. Yeah, it's going to snow. But I want to tell you this right now. You're from Wisconsin. This is nothing for you. The weather prediction is the weather's going to get a little bit rough out there. But again, come out, have a good time. Enjoy the good food, the music, the beer. See the sausage race. We come back, I want to go back to what we were talking about before we had our beer and cheese guys in here. And I want to talk about those sci-fi films and go back to that Day After Tomorrow. And, you know, what is going to be the new thing that's going to capture our imagination? What's the next plague, technological achievement, you know, a climate, whatever, that's going to destroy the world? And what are the movies going to capitalize on next? Because that's what this Day After Tomorrow is. But the last part of the show here, we'll spend the last hour of this show just talking about that, okay? All right, it's 10:59. We're on our way to news here at the top of the hour. We come back to the sci-fi films. I just feel like, you know, it's TGIF. We're going to lighten it up. And I'm so looking forward to this Beer and Cheese Fest tomorrow and being out there and seeing you. You stop. I'm going to clean up. I'm going to be wearing a tie. That's worth your time, okay? I'm back after news here at AM 1050 WLIP.
Beer, what do you hear? Give him a chair, give him a chair.